I spend a lot of my time wondering what is pshat. And every once in a while you see something that's clearly not pshat. It's 100% not pshat. But that doesn't mean that it's not a beautiful explanation with a beautiful lesson. So the pasuk in our parasha says, "B'chol kodesh lo tiga ad melo timei tahara," that you should not, the woman should not touch anything until her purity has been completed. What's the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us that she has a certain amount of time after she gives birth until she's purified. And during that process, v'chol kodesh lo tiga v'lo mikdash lo tavo, she cannot go into the mikdash and she should not come in contact with anything that's kodesh. Says the Noam Elimelech something unbelievable. He says that this pasuk had a message in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, but it has a message nowadays that is equally important. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was simply a practical message. Don't enter a place that you can't enter if you're not in that stage. Really important. It's a bad thing to go into the Mikdash otherwise. But he says, how do we understand that pasuk bizmanenu? A person has to understand what it takes to become tahor. They have to understand what place, what position they're holding in life at. And if they're not melot, if they're not completely full of purity, then they have to steer clear of certain situations. I believe that the pasuk is so important and this message is so important because so often people end up thinking that they're on one level. It turns out that they're on another level and they put themselves in a situation that is just so hard and they fall. And what happens when they fail from their fall? They just give up and say, it's not worth it. Can't do it, there's no chance, v'chule v'chule. And what ends up happening is you lose the potential that a person had to do great things because they venture into an area that's just too hard. I'll share with you what I believe is a great way of understanding this, and that is in the world of sports, there are people that are drafted. And they are put in a system that's not ready for them, or they're certainly not ready for it. And they don't have the coach in place, they don't have the help in place to be successful. And so you might have someone who was the number 3 pick in the NFL draft, who could have been excellent, but because it was not melo'ot yimei tahara, so to speak, they did not have their full system in place, and they were placed in a position that was untenable for them, they end up failing. What a chaval. Because perhaps if they had been placed in a different system, or the team had waited just a little while longer, they could have been so much more. And that is only when you're talking about sports. What if you're talking about the potential for a Jewish life? Talk about not only one generation, but if this person fails, falters, and leaves the fold, you're not only losing them, you're losing generations and generations and generations of Jews. What a chaval. But says the Noam Elimelech, we don't have to worry about that if we follow the Torah's advice. Wait till we're ready, put ourselves in situations where we're poised for success, then watch it all happen. Have a great day.